When I was a child, I so wanted an electric record player. Most of my friends had one and played loud, pounding pop songs. I actually ended up with an ancient clockwork contraption the size of a drinks cabinet and one 78 record called Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. Eventually, I spent all my saved-up pocket money on a newfangled 45 rock and roll record. I couldn't resist trying to play it. As gently as I could, I placed a heavy brass pickup arm on the microscopic grooves. For a few short seconds, my pop idol sounded like a trembling girl soprano. Then the sound deteriorated rapidly as the sharp, crude needle dug mercilessly into the soft material. An ugly imprint gouged forever into my precious disc. How I despised that ugly great thing. Then one winter evening, my parents and I sat huddled around the fire, and Father wound the monster into action. There followed the familiar crackle through open doors of the gramophone cabinet. The dog turned her back on the machine. Mother put another log on the fire, and I indignantly concentrated on the new flames licking up the back of the hearth. Then came the simple, yet heart-rending notes of a violin. A man's voice sang, "Oh, play for me, gypsy, under the moonlight." Bathed in moonbeams, I dreamed. Wind rustled in the trees nearby, and the fire was warm against the airy wild outdoors. The gypsy came and played more, and the man sang of being his vagabond, just for that night. The dog flung her head back and howled at the stars in sympathy like a little wolf. In my childhood world, the Lone Ranger, Tonto and Davy Crockett joined us there, while Champion the Wonder Horse stood guard for varmints, critters, and no-good cattle rustlers.